Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has lifted the state's ban on visiting nursing homes. Vulnerable seniors have been cut off from family since mid-March to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Federal officials will begin shipping tens of millions of rapid coronavirus tests to state governors this month for use in reopening schools. The plan is to distribute some of the 150 million tests ordered from test maker Abbott Laboratories. The rapid test is the size of a credit card. It's the first that does not require specialty computer equipment to develop. The test delivers results in about 15 minutes. The Trump administration's top testing official says the test will screen children at K-12 schools, first responders, and other high-risk populations. U.S. testing has mainly relied on nasal swab tests sent to labs, and results take longer. Health experts view rapid tests as key to expanding the number of tests heading into the flu season. The Florida Department of Health is cutting ties with Quest Diagnostics. It's one of the country's largest labs. It comes after the state says the company failed to report nearly 75,000 coronavirus tests in a timely manner. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has sent a team of inspectors to Turkey Point in South Florida after one of Florida Power and Light's nuclear reactors shut down three times in a week. Jenny Stiletovich talked to nuclear regulators who said the shutdowns were not planned.
The week of August 17th, plant operators manually shut down one of its two reactors after seeing warning signs in the nearly 50-year-old unit. The reactor automatically shut down a third time. Roger Hanna is a spokesman for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission in Atlanta.
This is probably a very poor analogy, but it's like cars that have automatic braking systems. If you see that you're going to hit something, you're probably better to put your foot on the brake than wait for the car to implement the automatic braking system.
He says operators have the ability to step in and shut down the plant if they see warning signs.
If the operators see that it's headed in that direction, they can, in a more orderly fashion, shut the reactor down manually. And that's what happened in these two cases.
Last year, regulators relicensed the two reactors so they can continue operating into the 2050s. They are among the oldest in the U.S.
Three in a week is certainly much higher than would be expected and fairly unusual.
Hanna says a team of five inspectors will be at the plant through the end of the week.
We probably do somewhere in the range of five or six special inspections at nuclear plants around the country in any given year.
They'll be looking at equipment to see if it worked properly and if age was a factor. He says inspectors typically take about 6 weeks to issue their findings. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
Three conservation organizations have sued the federal government for not protecting the nearshore habitat for a threatened fish, the Nassau grouper. The groups say the grouper is threatened by pollution, ocean acidification, sea level rise, and other impacts of climate change. Their lawsuit was filed today against the National Marine Fisheries Service. The environmental groups want the government to protect grouper habitat in nearshore waters of South Florida, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Our website, WMNF.org, has more information. More than two dozen bills approved this year by the Florida legislature still have not made it to the governor's desk. Gina Jordan reports many of them are scheduled to become law next month.
The remaining bills include a revamp of the state's specialty license plate system, tougher penalties for shark finning, and an effort to curb e-cigarette use by teens. They've been sitting in the House and Senate since the legislative session ended on March 19th. A Senate spokeswoman says the pandemic is taking priority over the governor receiving the bills. Governor Ron DeSantis has signed 177 bills into law from the 2020 session. Most of them went into effect with the July start of the fiscal year. Once the remaining bills are formally moved to the governor's office, DeSantis will have 15 days to act on each proposal. He can sign them, let them take effect without his signature, or veto them. I'm Gina Jordan.
Tropical storm Nana formed in the Caribbean Sea this afternoon, making it the earliest N storm to form on record. Meteorologist Megan Borowski says that the system is heading toward Mexico and will stay far away from Florida and the entire U.S.
Luckily, Nana is in the lower latitudes and being guided by strong easterly trade winds, so the system will track due west in the coming days and will bring heavy rain to portions of Central America.
Nana is expected to strengthen to a hurricane. Borowski says forecasters are also watching Tropical Depression 15 off the mid-Atlantic coast and a tropical wave near the West African coast. Neither pose any immediate risk to the United States. Tonight, partly cloudy with overnight low temperatures in the high 70s. Tomorrow, a slight chance of afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.